how we started this meeting and what the purpose of it is. And then I'm going to hand it over to our program chairs for this year to really talk about all the exciting things that are going on today. Well, by the way, I'm Andrew Chen at the University of Chicago, in case you don't know me. So how did GCASR come about? Well, GCASR came about in 2011. I naively came to Chicago from California, and I was sitting and talking with a bunch of systems researchers, and I asked them the question. I said, well, geez, you know, we have all of these really extraordinary universities all over Chicago. We've got a group here at the University of Chicago. We've got a group at Argonne. We've got a group at Illinois Institute of Technology. We've got a group at Northwestern. We've got a group at the University of Illinois at Chicago. And if you add all these groups together, we have a very, very large, substantial critical mass in the systems area. And if anything, it's dramatically larger today than it was back in 2011. So I asked the naive question. I said, well, where do you go to find out what's going on? You know, to find out what's happening, right? And to get connected and so on. And the answer was, well, we don't really have a venue for this. So I walked over to my senior colleague, Ian Foster, who's sitting there in the front row, and I said, Ian, we're senior folks. We got to do something about this, right? So we sat down and cooked up this idea of having this Greater Chicago Area Systems Research Meeting. Oh, didn't get the last one up there. Sorry. No offense to UIC, please. I know you're well represented here today. So we organized the first meeting. It was a smaller group, about 50 people, and we had it downtown at the Gleacher Center. The University of Chicago has a very nice facility down there. And we had a pretty exciting meeting. I mean, we had folks from all these five institutions, and everybody left that meeting with such a positive feeling that we thought, well, this shouldn't be a one-time thing. We should try and do this again, and we should try and create an institution that brings us together, at least on an annual basis, maybe more. So then we did a classic trick for academics, which is we asked some junior faculty to organize something. And in general, junior faculty are much more creative than senior faculty. So certainly they have more energy. So I don't know if they're here. Are Nikos and Jan here? Okay, they're still sleeping probably too, but I'm sure they'll be here today, later today. You can tell them that I mentioned them, right? So Nikos Hartavelis at Northwestern and Jan Raiku at IIT organized the meeting, and they said, oh, you know, Chicago's not big enough to contain us. So we're gonna organize the Greater Chicago Area Systems Research Meeting. And they expanded the meeting from the five institutions I mentioned earlier to try and draw from a much larger set of institutions from the Midwest region. And at first we thought this would not work so well. You know, my first reaction was, I'm not sure if this is gonna work. We called this a Chicago thing. That's a pretty big group. Can we actually get them all together? But the extraordinary thing is that we have such positive support and enthusiasm from folks in all of these different universities that we have continued since that second year to have significant representation from all of these places. And I think we have speakers, Shan, you can correct me, but I think we have speakers from all of these regional universities here today. So thank you for coming. And it's part of what makes this sort of a terrific venue to draw together talent in the Midwest. Obviously those are all great universities, computer science departments and systems groups, and that adds to the value and the fun, right, of this kind of a meeting. So I just wanted to say a few words. Why do we actually have this meeting? It's not just to get together and have coffee and chat with our friends. We really wanted to create synergy, right? And a hub around sharing of ideas, sharing of advanced technology visions, innovation and creativity. It's been widely studied and understood by economists, people who study local regional development and those kinds of structures, that it's not just about having enough talented people. It's about connectivity, right, in a regional environment that leads to productivity, that leads to innovation, that leads to startups, that leads to economic growth. We believe that also leads to leadership computer science, so that's why we're doing this. So the vision of GCASR really is to increase connectivity. We started with these five really terrific sort of computer science systems groups, if you know the geography of Chicago and you recognize that map, you realize that some of those dots on that map are 20 miles apart, 10 miles apart. And in Chicago terms, right, 20 miles could be 45 minutes. Six. Some of you came probably more than 45 minutes, but we started really early so you could avoid the traffic. So the idea was to actually try and foster more connectivity. So awareness, collaboration, and community amongst these systems researchers. And the idea is not just to do academics, But the idea is that over time, that we're trying to nucleate a really richly connected and interdependent high-tech community rooted in the universities, right, benefiting from research, the depth of the intellectual inquiry and ideas and technology coming out of those places, entrepreneurship, right, driven by the venture community, driven by the companies, driven by students such as yourself, right, the largest portion of attendees here are students, and of course driven by the faculty, leading to, right, the kind of dynamism that we all hope happens here in Chicago for high-tech economic growth, for leadership technology, and so on. And we think that if that's successful, that benefits everyone, right? So that's why we're here. Okay. So the meeting has been going terrifically well, as you probably all know. We started from a relatively modest gathering of about 50 academics. Over time, the meeting has grown to several hundred. I'll let Chan and Fabian get up here in a few minutes and give you some of the grand totals and exciting stats for this year's attendance. The growth has been pretty dramatic and reflects, I think, that there's sort of a pent-up need and excitement around this kind of gathering and this kind of interchange in Chicago. We went and talked to a bunch of the industry advisory folks that we consult periodically about how to shape up the mix of the meeting. And there were several visions for it. One was to try and convert it more into an industrial meeting with the preponderance of attendees from companies. That was largely viewed as not being a valuable new addition to the Chicago landscape. So we really settled on this idea that what we wanted to do was maintain it predominantly as an academic meeting, but gradually increase the industry participation to be a significant fraction of the overall group. So as you can see, we've been growing very nicely on the academic side, and we're now, I think, approaching 300. I don't know what the latest numbers are going to be, but we have a slightly different structure this year with the, I'm sure you're all aware, for fee registration, and we probably are going to have a number of folks walking in today and ponying up their credit card. But the industry participation has been a particular focus for the last year and this year, and we're starting to make some real progress on that. So before I give up the floor, let me thank the GCASR Steering Committee that has been behind organizing this meeting, supporting it, supporting the engagement of all of these universities in the GCASR meeting. And this kind of an effort is a hard thing to actually get going and keep going, right? Universities are famously innovative, but they're infamously difficult to get to work together in a coordinated fashion. So this is no mean feat. So let me just ask you to all give a hand to the folks on the steering committee. So that's Peter Dinda at Northwestern, Jacob Erickson at UI Chicago, Nikos Hartavelis, who I mentioned earlier, also at Northwestern, Hank Hoffman at U Chicago, Zi-Ling Lan at IIT, Jan Raiku, also at IIT, Rob Ross at Argonne, and John Saltworth at UIC. So thank you guys for your efforts. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank our sponsors. So thank you very much to our sponsors for supporting the meeting and helping to make this possible. They include the Knight Capital Group as a gold sponsor, and then as silver sponsors, the Chicago Innovation Exchange. That's a UChicago-led innovation and startup program, but it's Chicago-wide and includes participation from the general community and from all universities in the Chicago area. EMC, right, world leader in storage. Intel, a world leader in many things, but microprocessors for sure. And the Ceres Center for Unstoppable Computing, which is a new computer science systems research center that we launched at the University of Chicago earlier this year. So thank you all for your support, and please visit their booths and come to their lightning talks in the program. Thank you. So with that, I'm going to introduce, is your partner here, Shan? Oh, okay, so Shan is gonna stand up for the two co-organizers. This year, I get to stand up here and talk a little bit about the history, but the folks who really did all of the work and did an extraordinary job getting terrific speakers and putting the program together and really deserve the thanks for making this a great meeting are Shan Liu of University of Chicago and Fabian Bustamante of Northwestern, who will be here momentarily coming across that distance. So thank you, Shan.
Okay, thanks, Andrew, for the to telling us a history. So I will be quick. Fabian will be here later. So this year we're very happy that we have a lot of great speakers and also great participation from many, both academic universities, institutes, and industry. As Andrew mentioned, so this year we have a registration fee, and we're happy that I think our registration number is approaching 270. We have almost 40 people from industry. The largest body is still students. Okay, so I will be quick. So we have exciting schedule. You can find the schedule in the bag that you get from the registration desk. We will have two fantastic keynotes that you will hear one soon. So the morning session, I want to remind all of you, so the GPU and the parallel system session is on 9th floor. And there's a seat cap, so the room can only hold 100 people, but it's a very beautiful penthouse room. So you probably want to go fast to the elevator near the main entrance and go up to 9th floor. And the afternoon session, we have many, thanks all the poster students submitting the posters. So that's it. I will let Andrew to introduce our first keynote speaker.
On the clicker?
Yep.
I don't know if I can move. So.
Okay, well, I have a beautiful slide. I have a beautiful slide with Mike. Is this thing on?
Could you guys turn on the mic? Thank you. I have a beautiful slide with Mike's smiling face on it. Actually, it's not a smiling picture. And I was going to use it to introduce him, but I can't project it now because we're doing an AV change here. So let me just say a few words about him. So Michael is going to give a talk on emerging trends in big data software and the Berkeley Data Analytics Stack. I was going to joke saying, well, from now on we should call it the UChicago Analytics Stack. But maybe it's just the next one that'll be called that. As you probably all know, we're terrifically happy that Michael has agreed to come and join us at the University of Chicago. He's officially here now and will become the chair of computer science later this year. I think July is the target. He's extremely distinguished, and you probably don't need to hear this introduction, but let me say a few words. He's the director of the AMP Lab at Berkeley. And also leads an NSF-sized expedition in the same topic, right? Algorithms, machines, people, and so on. He was 17 years on the faculty at Berkeley. He's an ACM fellow and has won numerous Best Paper Awards. Beyond that, he's won two Test of Time Awards from ACM SIGMOD, right? Even more distinguished than Best Paper Awards. And perhaps for those of you in the audience, faculty and students alike who can really appreciate this, he won the Outstanding Advisor Award from the Computer Science Graduate Student Association at Berkeley. So we all know how hard that is. So congratulations, Mike. We're terrifically happy to have you here, and we're looking forward to your talk. I should mention one more thing for all the speakers. We'd like to capture an audio recording of the two keynotes, and the AV folks have told us the way they can do that is just open a recording and record the whole day. So that means that we're going to have a mic on the whole time, and we're going to capture that audio. Our intention is, right, to delete all of it except for the keynote talks and the questions that follow. But just as a heads up. All right, thanks everyone.